You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Cold cash contest. Let's get this shmoney. $1,000 on Friday. Be listening for your chance to get qualified.
Yes.
So good to be back on the first Monday of 2020. Did you miss me?
Yeah, I did.
You miss me so much you follow me?
Something like that.
I spent 12 days in Atlanta eating, stuck in traffic, and practicing my Atlanta accent.
You stuck in traffic?
Uh-huh.
That Atlanta traffic ain't nothing to play with, I tell you that.
It's increased since I moved away.
Are you serious?
It has.
It was bad a few years ago when I was there.
It's worse now.
Damn!
Had a really good holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Spent a bunch of time with my family. I got everything I asked Santa for Christmas.
Which was what?
Some various perfumes, and it was an outfit that I wanted. I got that too.
Got you some perfume. You never wear it.
I do wear it. You don't remember what it smells like, but I wear it.
I don't.
New Year's Eve, I went to church and asked the Lord to help you.
Thanks.
In 2020.
I appreciate it. I need all the help I can get.
I was asleep by 10:45.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. This is the... I'm changing. I didn't even go out.
I wouldn't expect you to go out.
New Year's Day, I invited folks over to my mom's house, and we had collard greens, black eyed peas. You know, that's the good luck.
Yeah.
What you do?
I played a whole lot of Madden and watched a whole lot of football.
Oh, Lord.
And slept a lot. Oh, it was good. Shout out to Mayor Lucas. He came through to the Omega Ball, which is the New Year's Eve party. The Omega Sci-Fi throws every year. We had a good time. He got a nice award, a nice plaque. He threatened a two-step in front of everybody. I say threatened.
Oh, what?
Because he said... Nobody can't have no videos or nothing because he don't know how to two-step. So
we got to work on that. Mayor, I know how to two-step. I'll show you how to do it.
And, we missed the whole wrath of the Chiefs getting the number two seed. So I've been really paying close attention to football, and the playoffs kicked off this past weekend. So, got a lot to catch up on.
Shea, I got back into town like 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Went back to the house, sat my bags down, and turned my TV on to watch the NFC wild card.
Yeah. Can't believe the Saints lost.
Yeah, Drew Brees usually shows up.
Yeah, he's a Super Bowl contender.
It takes him a minute to warm up, but once he get going, he good.
And then Seattle beat the Eagles last night.
That was to be expected, right?
I was expecting it. Yeah, I guess. But, you know, anything goes in the playoffs, you know. So, that's why, you know, this Sunday, you know, going up against the Texans, you gotta have our A game, right?
All right. I'm just going to throw my line out there. What's the chances of me going to the playoff game with you?
You got a nice... brand new iPhone over there, right?
Yeah.
And you got an app thing where you can go get apps, right?
Yeah.
All right. There's this app called Game Time where you can go on and you can get you a ticket. Sometimes they discount it. So.
But it's my birthday Saturday.
Oh, here you go with this. Oh, she gonna pull out the birthday card. I asked her what she wanted for her birthday when we first came in here, and what did she say? I don't know. I haven't thinking about my birthday.
Well, I just thought about it. Now what you want from me? That's what I want to go to the game.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s right now. You're mostly cloudy in 28 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Child, congratulations are in order for Queen Latifah and her partner Ebony Nichols. Apparently, they welcomed a child into the world last year.
Oh, congratulations.
You know she ain't gonna say nothing about this, though.
Nah, she keep her stuff under wraps. She keep her business to herself.
Apparently, she and Ebony met on the set of Dancing with the Stars back in 2013, and they've been together ever since.
You're not my dad!
Love at first sight.
The baby's name is Rebel. And if you log onto our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, just click the story and you can see a picture.
Test tube, baby.
How about they say April Jones and Little Fizz is over?
Oh, you lose them how you get them.
They say that they are no longer following each other on Instagram, so you know that's the number one indicator. And the two haven't posted a photo together since November.
Yes, I'm saying I want a mango.
Whose job is it to scour this kind of thing? And
fam. People on the Shade Room and all that. But they be in. Well, look, they need to get hired for some PI.
That's who reported this story.
Yeah.
A woman is suing Trey Songz for $10 million, accusing him of sexual assault. Of course, Trey's real name is Tremaine Neverson. This woman is in Georgia, and she says that the singer invited her to Miami's 11 nightclub after celebrating New Year's Eve at Diddy's house. And she says that this assault took place in the VIP.
Wow. Gotta be careful, man.
She got this whole lawsuit together that fast. Oh, no, this took place January 1st, 2018. That's why I was like, dang, this was hella quick. Who did you talk to on vacation?
It's 2 years.
Yeah. 77th Golden Globe Awards kicked off last night. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Me either.
I had to clean up.
I literally hadn't heard about 80% of the projects that won. Uh-huh. I knew absolutely none of these people. I was like Kiki Palmer.
I think some people from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is one of the few movies I've seen, won some awards at the Golden Globes.
So Beyonce and Jay-Z showed up late. Of course, she was nominated for Best Original Song for The Lion King, Spirit, which is a good song. I have that on my phone. Have you ever heard it?
Yes, I have.
It's a good song. Inspirational.
Very good.
Why your face screwed up?
Oh, no reason at all.
There was a lot of controversy about her not standing up while Joaquin Phoenix won the Best Actor award.
Why? Why is that a thing?
I don't know. Maybe her feet was hurting.
I was just going to say that. You ladies be wearing them heels. I don't know how you ladies wear them heels, but please keep wearing them. Your feet be on fire by the end of the night.
It how do. You know?
Because, you know, they tell me. I know women.
I thought you had possibly...
Possibly what?
Tried some on.
This is how you want to do 2020? You want to be disrespectful like that? I'm a grown-ass man. I don't wear no dang on heels. And don't you ever let that thought cross your mind again, all right?
We wear the same size.
We don't wear the same size. I'm going to handle you in a minute.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Why you mad, though?
I stopped a quick trip, you know, to get some of the free air to put in your tires. All is well. I'm sitting there 10, 15 minutes. I check, you know, you have your little tire, little gauge, you know, just to check and make sure air is going in there. And I'm sitting there 10, 15 minutes and no air is going in.
10 or 15 minutes?
Maybe I'm not holding right. I hold it on there some more, make sure it's, you know, it's on there right. No air is coming out. Another 10, 15 minutes. No air is going in. You have the free gas, can you at least make sure the air is coming out?
So you was at the air pump for 30 minutes?
I was at the air pump for 45, sir.
Now, sis, you could have blew that tire up with your own air for that out your mouth.
Okay.
You're doing something with your mouth.
Are you in a relationship?
No, and that is the problem.
That's where Jesus was leading me as you was talking.
Yeah.
That you are single, and we need to find you a man because you should not have stood there after the first 15.
No.
Hold on, sis. Wait. See, you're blocking your blessings. Look at you. This is why she ain't got no man. She argumentative. See, you shouldn't have stayed past the first 15 minutes. If you had had a man, he could have did that for you.
Men come with problems. I am already going through a divorce. I'm good.
Who is this?
This is Nicole Jackson.
See, Nicole, you may be passing up your Boaz.
Hey, I need at least a year or two of self-reflection before I can deal with the mental capacity of a male ego.
This is true. Let it breathe for about
2 years.
Yeah, just let it breathe. Let it air off, because how long was you married?
16 years.
Yeah, you got to get his scent off of you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I'm with you.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Have a good day.
Bye, sis.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
2020 brings new awarenesses, Brian. Mm-hmm. Not just dieting, working out, savings challenges. Authorities are encouraging folks to be mindful when writing out the year 2020 on documents. They're saying if you abbreviate it and just put like 1-6-20, that someone could go and write in 18 behind it, changing documents and possibly having you extend payments.
Because then it'll be 2018.
Instead of 2020. So write out 2020.
Where you going with that? I thought that it was going to flip it to like 1920 or something. But yeah, I can see that happening.
Mm-hmm. So be aware of that.
Yes.
Also, there's some new laws on the books that took effect in 2020.
Hit me with it.
New minimum wage in 20 states, including Missouri. More than 153,000 workers in Missouri will see an 85 cent per hour wage increase.
That's good.
New minimum wage in the state is $9.45.
I like that. That's some good news.
2020, marijuana dispensaries will open in the state.
Yes.
At least 2,200 people applied for a license, but only a fraction of that will get to open up a shop. Yeah, they have some very rigorous processes in place, which will keep the average person out of being in that business.
Wowzers.
But a couple of my friends and even my sister, they've been buying marijuana stock.
That's smart, because it's booming in every state where it's been legalized in the past couple years. They have blown projections out of the water.
Once the federal government gets on board, it's going to be a takeoff.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a wrap.
Wowzers.
You going to participate?
I got a couple of extra little Christmas cash. I think I might get involved in that.
All right, Shay, I bet not catch you on this show doing none of that. It's going to be some smoke in the city.
Literally. I don't do that. I don't partake. You know, this. I got
weed.
Both sides of my family, there's issues, so I try to stay away from controlled substances.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Oprah's 2020 Vision Tour, stopping in Denver March 7th. We're going to get somebody qualified from Kansas City for the flyaway. It's going to happen this hour, so stay with us.
Yeah.
Thinking about 2020 and the things that I want to attract into my life, you got to kind of look back a little bit. What are some of the biggest lessons you think you learned in 2019?
Well, one that sticks out is, you know, there's a plethora of differing opinions in this political climate. So respecting other people's opinions and what they've been through, because they may not have necessarily been through what you've been through in your life. So they don't see it how you see it, and vice versa. And just respecting other people's opinions.
Mm-hmm. Putting myself on my own list is something that I realize I have to do a better job of in 2020.
I would agree.
I think about a lot of other people's issues, and I spend a lot of time doing things for others, which is good. But I need to do that same thing for myself, and that includes getting more rest,
mm-hmm.
eating better, working out, and spending time with people who make me feel better about me. I spend a lot of time with people who are energy drained, mm-hmm. and I want to spend more time with people who make me laugh and make me smile and make me feel good about me.
You can't flower a plant with an empty vessel.
Hmm?
See, I thought that was deep.
I hope so.
What?
You can't flower plants with a... You gotta be full. You gotta be full of water. So you gotta refill yourself with some water.
I get what you try to say, Fred, but...
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
What are some of the biggest lessons that you learned in 2019?
Now, it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Right now, you're mostly cloudy and 28 in Roland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends.
Crazy Capricorns.
You've never heard anyone say that. Gilbert Arenas, NBA All-Star,
crazy.
Is 38.
He brought a gun to work. He's crazy.
Tiffany Pollard, also known as New York.
She ain't crazy.
I don't believe she's 38.
Bye, pumpkin.
Crazy.
Kathy Sledge from Sister Sledge is 61 today.
I don't know her like that.
Eric Williams, member of Blackstreet, is 60.
You don't know nothing about this. Hey.
Rapper and former reality star Peter Guns is 51.
Mm.
And Keisha Kaur, model and wife of Gucci Mane, they say she's 35.
Happy birthday to everybody born on January 6th.
So Faith Evans is not happy with a Lifetime special entitled Hopelessly in Love, Biggie and Faith Evans. Apparently, this documentary is about the life and marriage to the notorious B.I.G. And she initially signed up for this because she thought it was going to be something that it didn't turn out to be.
Mm.
In a statement, she said, quote, I feel upset that I'm attached to it. I was told that it would be a positive piece with a little more of my personal background. It wasn't pitched to me as a story rehashing the sensationalized events that took place. I am beyond that and have no need to open old wounds, damage repaired relationships, and above all, soil the legacy of Christopher Wallace, also known as the Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, you know, they're not always going to be 100% clear with you when... You know, they trying to get you to do some special.
She went on to say the Tupac stuff, the different women, how many times are people going to talk about that? It was supposed to be a love story, and it turns into cheating and Little Kim. We've come so far past that. Lifetime's all about drama.
Yeah, her and Little Kim cool now. Yeah, no need to dig up the past. We know about it.
Well, you know, Lifetime is known for bringing out that drama. Speaking of, Surviving R. Kelly 2 aired last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on Lifetime. Did you watch it?
No, ma'am.
I did not either, but I have seen a lot of people talking about it on social media. And my sister watched it, and she was telling me a lot about what happened. There was one hairdresser that... The situation that she described was just disgusting.
He pulled her hair out. That was part of her whooping. She said it was big patches of chunks of her hair gone.
He just saw it like, what's going on with your hair? And I'm just like, well, you know, we had got into it. You know, when you pulled my hair, you pulled it kind of hard, whereas to the point, yanked it out. So when I went to go comb it and brush it, it was just... falling out. So that's when he was just like, well, I think you might look nice with short hair. My hair is damaged anyway, so let's cut it.
Was there a reason why that incident happened?
I'm a disrespect to him. At a party, he asked me to come here, and I didn't. I just didn't want to get up. You know, I'm just like, I'm chilling. Like, I don't want to move, so. He just felt like that was disrespectful.
There was rumors that Rock wanted you to look more like a boy for a reason. Is that true?
I prefer not to talk about that.
Okay.
That was Dominique, one of the ladies that was with him for many, many years. In this clip, the Savages, who are the parents of Joycelyn, another young lady that's been in there with him for many years, they talk about people accusing them of wanting fame and money.
The perception were that we took money.
$20,000.
$20,000 from Robert Sylvester Kelly. And we handed our daughters over, which we haven't received a dime from him. We would never sell our daughter. That is so unheard of. That's a piece of crack.
If the Savages would have known what was going on, like, from the start, yeah, all of that would have been shut down, especially from Tim.
Yeah,
all of that would have been shut down.
Never would have got to this point.
Never.
Wow.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Congratulations to Shyla Hill, qualified to go see Oprah in the 2020 Vision Tour in Denver. I wonder how I can get in on this.
You ask me. You know, me and Babe, we good. You know,
Oprah is Babe now.
Yeah, duh.
Okay, well, get me in there then.
Yeah.
Looking back at 2019, if you want to move forward, sometimes you got to look back. Mm-hmm. Take inventory of your life. Biggest lessons of 2019. One of them was using my vacation and sick days because I earned them.
Yes, I know that's right. You know I believe in that. Kind of.
No, you don't. You always have days left over.
I use it for 2 weeks.
And this is something that I think everyone needs to look at. Because you're not going to get a special award for not using those days that you've already earned. And Sometimes you need it just for mental health.
You're right. Yeah. My mother, she never uses her days. And that's just kind of the way that I was brought up with it. But recently, that's kind of changed, though.
I was the same way, too, until I was on a job and this lady had been working for them for 40 years. She got sick. She wasn't even dead yet. Mm-hmm. She was sick and they posted her job. So I said, well, dang.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Life goes on.
I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest lesson you think you learned last year?
I appreciate the process.
Ooh.
What do you mean by that?
You know, we go through situations and we want to complain about everything that we're going through, but everything that we go through is for a reason. I feel like God is either putting something in you or taking something out. So, you know, when we're going through situations, we have to appreciate that this process is making us a better person overall, because God says it'll work for your good.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's something I struggle with, because I cannot stand the journey. I just want to get to the destination. So yeah. I need to feel that this year. What's your name?
LaPortia.
Brian, you need to put something on her Cash App, because that was tithe worthy.
I might need to give you $1.50 for that.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Looking back on 2019, biggest lessons learned, Brian?
Mm-hmm. Mine was just trying to respect other people's opinions and, you know, the place where they're coming from.
I learned that I need to save more.
Yeah. You sure do.
I have a buying clothes sickness. I'm aware of it. And the first thing is the awareness of it to get help.
Sickness?
Yeah.
It's like that?
I don't have any more room for these items. I do not need anything more. And if it's on sale, then I rationalize it. Like, I can't leave this in here. It's 30% off.
One thing that you notice about sales is that they like metros. They always come back around.
But the thing that you want is not going to be... See how I'm rationalizing that fast? Uh-huh. On our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, Malcolm says, you're not going to please everyone, no matter how many positive things you do for people.
Yeah.
I'm going to hate and say negative things about you.
Learned that lesson in 2017.
Lola learned not everyone has the same heart as she does.
Mm-hmm. That's something that you learn.
And Haley learned you can't turn a garden tool into a husband.
Sorry about that, ma'am.
What do you say you learned the most in 2019?
Oh my gosh, the biggest lesson I learned is patience. I actually graduated college in 2019 and I was so ready. And then once I graduated, I was like, oh my gosh, I should have just been cool, calm, and collected because real life is hitting me.
Girl, that same thing happened to me when I graduated college. I said, well, what do I do now? Because the whole 4 years had been about going to class, going to work, doing this, doing that. And once that was over, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, it's like, what now?
All right, what's your name?
My name is Anya.
Anya, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
All right, yes, thank you. Guys, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My almost seven-year-old friend, Bellamy, pulled me to the side a couple weeks ago and said, hey, I'm having a birthday party on your actual birthday.
Oh.
I think we should have a dual birthday party.
Y'all gonna make it happen?
It's unicorn themed. I'm gonna be there. It's at 12 o'clock on Saturday. I hope you can show up.
I hope I can too.
I have a special surprise. You're gonna love it.
Okay. This is your birthday though.
I know, but I wanna make her birthday better, so I'm gonna surprise her with something really fun.
Okay.
Actress Lori Loughlin, you know, the lady who paid folk to get her kids into the University of Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
They say $500,000 in bribes is what she paid.
Lord, that's a lot.
Everybody else has kind of, you know, admitted what they did. She's the only one holding out. She's trying to go the long way. Take it to trial.
Yeah, okay.
They say she's hired a prison coach now, Brian. What's that movie with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart?
Was it Get Hard?
Yeah. And Kevin Hart was his prison coach.
Okay.
Oh, locked up? Lori, I could have been your prison coach. I've never been inside. But I've written mad kites to dudes in the belly of the beast.
Didn't you have a pen pal? Up in Sing Sing.
Not in Sing Sing. Not in Sing Sing. It's Shot Correctional in upstate Western New York.
Yeah. So what would you say to her? How would you coach her?
Well, first of all, I would start out with the terms that she needs to know.
Okay.
If you hear phone check, homie, Lori, that means you need to hang up, sis.
Phone okay? check, homie. $5, buster.
If somebody tells you that they gonna come in your room and take your zoom zooms and wham whams,
mm-hmm.
that's your snacks.
Damn, damn, damn.
Somebody asks you for a square, it's your cigarettes.
Damn!
I'd also take her through a couple of tutorials on how to make a grilled cheese sandwich with an iron. Talk to her about how to trade noodles for whatever you might need.
Damn! $5 cigarettes. You got to teach her how to make paintings out of M&Ms too, because they do. Like, there's some very talented people.
I got a birthday card from about 15 years ago from an inmate in what's the other jail up there?
Rikers?
No. That's a jail. This is a prison.
Oh, okay.
Where they would send me these things. The most beautiful birthday card I've ever gotten in my life. And you could spin. It was like a rose that they had made, and you do like this and it spins. Talented.
Very talented. Well, she better take her talent. She can't act in prison now. So you better learn from Shay Moore, Lori.
Her acting wasn't that good when it was on.
Oh, you gonna talk about Auntie Becky like that.
It wasn't all that.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Right now, you are mostly cloudy and 28 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, child, in light of President Trump's airstrike on Iran, Cardi B says she is ready to move to Nigeria.
Wow.
In a tweet over the weekend, she says, nah, these memes are beeping funny, but beep ain't no joke, especially being from New York. It's sad this man is putting Americans' lives in danger. Dumbest move Trump did till date. I'm filing for my Nigerian citizenship.
Ow.
Think she'll be accepted over there?
Yeah.
I got all of them.
People look at TV and watch YouTube and stuff. They know exactly who she is. They'll be happy.
Well, I definitely feel her energy whenever, you know, when all that stuff happened. I was like, man, let me get up out of here, dog.
Meanwhile, Waka Flocka also has a few words for people who are making memes about World War III. He said, quote, these war memes are funny and jokes until you have a friend or family member leaving for war. My heart goes out to the 7,000 soldiers leaving, and I'm also praying for the people in Iran.
That's true. That's true. You know, but I think that some folks are doing that because that's the way that we deal with pain sometimes. It's like sometimes you got to laugh and keep from crying, right?
This is true. 30-year-old boxer Adrian Broner was caught DMing 16-year-old Bad Baby.
Oh, Lord. Not the Catch Me Outside girl?
Yeah, the Bajoli chick.
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
He says that he didn't know that she was 16. It was an honest mistake, and he said nobody want to date a kid.
Damn!
Then he went on to say, I fault Instagram for not having people's age on their profile. I thought she was grown the way she be out here moving.
He's a bum.
Adrian Broner, he's always in the wrong, like, no matter what.
In December, he was ordered to pay $830,000 for sexually assaulting a woman in a Cleveland nightclub in 2018. Ew. And he faced misdemeanor battery and sexual battery charges for a similar incident in Las Vegas and Atlanta in 2016 and 2018.
He's a bum.
Ew.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
Congratulations to Queen Latifah and her partner, Ebony Nichols. Apparently, they had a baby boy named Rebel at the end of the year. They've been together since 2013 when they met on the set of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Queen Latifah be pulling them, boy. First, Moni Love.
Moni now Love? She, got a nice she was not kid. With no Moni
yeah,
Love.
All right.
Moni Love?
All right.
Just because the song is called Moni in the Middle, where they at? In the middle. Yeah, don't mean she was in the middle with Queen Latifah.
We're making winners sound good.
Thing I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All right, you ready to sing?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What you see in her, you ain't seen in me, but I guess it was all just make believe.
Damn.
Never knew what I was missing, but I know once we start kissing, I bet.
Oh, Lord.
She sounds just like Keisha Cole.
And OT Genesis. Win, 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 win. You got passing to our special advanced screening of Like a Boss starring Tiffany Haddish that's going down tomorrow. And you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 in cold cash. All right?
Need that.
What station's live, local, and lit?
Top 103 Jam.
More money.
You are listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.